So, will Rory McIlroy win? That's a question. He should have won in 2014. But he didn't deal then with something all of us have to deal with, and it's what one golfer described as the most important 5 inches. It's the 5 inches between that ear and that ear. It's how confident you feel. You see, in 2014, he actually had an enormous lead, Rory, and blew it completely. And, well, some of us hope he won't blow it today, but that's another story. Coming back to confidence and us, I wonder how you feel. Just how confident are you? I thought, by the way, Jan was going to preach my sermon, and I was wondering what to do, because we pray that God will guide what goes on in our service, and we trust him, and we are rewarded for that trust, because what she was saying has something to do with what I'm going to say. How are you feeling? Are you like this guy? Each and every day, feeling the strain, feeling the stress. And you think to yourself, I'm a Christian. I shouldn't feel like that. I shouldn't have my head bowed. I shouldn't feel defeated. You see, I've done this bit. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. Only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence, your strength. But you would have none of it. I left that bit. It's often left off, this quotation, by the way, from Scripture. You would have none of it. But you might be saying, yeah, I've got all of that. I understand that Jesus died for me. I've claimed salvation through Jesus, but I still feel like the guy on the steps. All too often, I'm standing there, sitting there, cringing there, and thinking, oh, I don't want to get up this morning. Or in my case, occasionally, I'm lying there at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking, I really would like to go to sleep. Father, give me some sleep. And he doesn't always come, because quite often that's when God speaks, just as Jan was saying. In the darkness, that's when God's got an opportunity to speak to you. We are this person very often, or you are if you're like me. Now, if you're not, you can now take out your phone and start playing solitaire, okay? Because the rest of what I'm going to say has no relevance to you at all. If you're the person who dances up and down the steps all the time, sickening though you are, you don't need what I'm going to say. But if in any way you are this guy, and he could equally be a woman, couldn't he? Sorry, ladies, but you do get this position sometimes as well. Feeling the weight of life. And worse still, in a way, feeling the weight of faith. Gosh. Is he going to stray somewhere into something that he shouldn't do? What I mean is that awareness we have all too often that we're not living the redeemed life that God wants us to live. Somehow it's gone wrong. If you're that person, put your phone away, shut down solitaire till someone else, or Angry Birds, or whatever it is that you do with that phone, and listen, because God has got something to say to me and to you this morning about confidence. Confidence in God. Now, we often talk about building confidence, and I think the best picture that you can have of building confidence is it takes an enormous amount of time to build confidence and one mistake to destroy it, I'm afraid. It's certainly true on the golf course. Sorry, we're going back to the golfing metaphor. You can play 17 wonderful holes, and you're coming up the 18th. You make a mistake, score 12, you've ruined it. I'm not going to say about yesterday, dear. That would be very unkind. Thing is this, that if you Google confidence, and by the way, other search engines are available, but if you Google confidence, you will get a list of all sorts of self-help manuals, how to build your confidence, how to be that person, you know, all this. But that's not what I'm going to talk about this morning. You see, our first verse this morning told us that we can be confident, and here we see what Jesus intended for us. This is what Jesus' intention is. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, this is the AV version, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Whether you're a Christian as of last week or the week before, or you've been a Christian for 60 years, I haven't quite chalked that up yet, but I'm almost there. That is what is on offer to us. That is what we can be confident in. We can build confidence the Jesus way, the God way. And that's what I hope I'm going to share with you this morning. You need a good foundation. I'm still that much of a builder that I love this picture. It's great, isn't it? It's even got a bit of steel in there to build the great foundation. That's where we go back to this bit. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. We've spent the last couple of weeks sharing that with others. And what's blown us away, I think, because I've shared this with one or two people, is that people want to know. Isn't that amazing? Doesn't that build your confidence? I haven't heard any of you tell me that when you invited people to something, they kicked you out of the door. None of you have had that experience. One or two of us have had the experience of somebody not turning up, but that's a different thing. What we thought a few weeks ago was, oh, leadership, that's all right for you lot. It's all right for you, Martin. You make your living by sharing the gospel with people. What about the rest of us? We're scared to death. And we've found actually people want to know. A survey a week ago said that there are more young men buying scripture than for the last 40 years. Young men buying scripture. Isn't that amazing? We should be confident. So how do we get there? Well, let's have a look. Let's see what God says. We start at the beginning, the foundation. We've got to turn to God. For we who worship by the Spirit of God are the ones who are truly circumcised. We rely on what Christ Jesus has done for us. Do we? Is that what you're relying on? Or are you relying on some other self-help? We put no confidence in human effort. Oops. That's quite a difficult one to deal with, isn't it? We put no confidence in human effort. And then Paul says, though I could have confidence in my own effort, if anyone could. He's actually, if you translate that into what he meant, is I'm a really good religious person, but that has nothing to do with me being confident or at peace. No human effort. Indeed, if others have reason for confidence in their own efforts, I have even more. So that's what not to do, right? You mustn't build confidence in human effort. I have a solution, and you don't have to listen to me to hear it. Here we go.
Great Aunt Marine said at 103, write scripture on your heart for when you need it. 'Cause anxiety hates Psalm 23. So just say it to yourself till you believe it. And I'm feeling like I'm needing it right now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me by still waters till my fears are gone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, I know you are with me, my Father, my friend. Your goodness and mercy will follow me all of my days. I know by your still waters I'm safe. Lord, I believe you can set me.
You see, contrary to popular belief, there's great value in learning from those who are more experienced in life, and particularly those who are more experienced in the faith. These people, they may not be able to use an iPhone, but they are still walking confidently with God after decades. So Great Aunt Maureen, great spelling, by the way. I never knew you spelt Maureen like that, but apparently you do across the pond. You spell it in a weird way. But great Anne Maureen was 103 when she gave Leanne Crawford this advice. Write scripture on your heart for when you need it. That's what I'm saying this morning about confidence. Write scripture on your heart for when you need it. I meant to come up with a Bible, but I didn't. Can I borrow it? Because then it's scary, isn't it? Because suddenly Chris is saying, I've got to learn this book. Well, yes and no. The book there, God's Word, contains the instruction book from the creator of the universe. That's the fact. So there's a lot there. It's a big book. But it is possible to learn it bit by bit. And that's the important thing. Now, I cheat these days. I use Google to find the bit I want. But I do know it's there. I just can't remember where it's there. So it is possible to learn it. And that was the recommendation. Write scripture on your heart for when you need it. You're not saved by anything you do, but there is work to do to build on the foundation of grace given to you in salvation through Jesus. And the work to do is to write that scripture on your heart. Not just Psalm 23, by the way, which was what the song focused on. I need to know the way forward with this particular relationship. Well, then look in scripture. I need to know the way forward to get through this worry that I have. Then look in scripture. And please don't tell me you don't remember stuff. Every person that has ever told me, and this goes back to when I was a secondary school teacher, people who told me I can't learn stuff were the same people that could then recite the names of every person on the field for the World Cup final in 1966. They could do that, but they told me they couldn't learn stuff. We can all do it. It's a God-given ability. We learn to drive. Some of us even remember the thing we learned about signaling on roundabouts. Other people forget that bit. And they don't even look it up in Google either. We can learn. And that's part of the process of writing it on your heart. But only part. You see, learning it, I learned the Krebs cycle. And if you don't know what that is, don't worry about it. You don't really need to know. Except when it stops inside you, then it's important. But I learned that once, but it's not written on my heart. It used to be written on the back of the toilet door, by the way, in our flat when I was an undergraduate, because that way you got to look at it a lot. Well, yeah, anyway, let's not go there. What I'm telling you is this. Learning it is one thing. Writing it on your heart is another thing. You've got to want to know it. The stuff on your heart is your passion. It's what you really feel is important. You know, you don't forget your wife's birthday, do you? Do I? No, that's all right. It's what's written on your heart that's important. Because, as she so clearly put it, anxiety hates Psalm 23. I love that line, right? And one thing's for certain, The devil hates Scripture because it tells us about God and his ways and our ways with him and our relationship with him. And if it's written on our heart, yeah, he's going to hate your heart, but you can do without his love, believe me. You don't need any affection from Satan. What we need to do is to get this inside us and written on our heart. And you start by reading it. Now, there's lots of ways to read Scripture now, even audible. Other systems are available to give you a book. But you can read Scripture or have it read to you. You can learn Scripture. Here's a thing. Here's a challenge for you. What about if you set yourself the challenge to learn one verse per week for a year? That's 52 verses. Clever, aren't I? That would be a way of starting this process of learning and writing it on your heart, particularly if it speaks to you, right? You read Scripture, some of it just washes through. That's okay. I don't think God's offended by that. You read the instruction manual for your washing machine, and a lot of it goes through, but the one for program 3 sticks with you. That's the one you need today, and that'll be okay. God can live with that, I'm sure. But use Scripture. Use Scripture to address the issues of your life. And you can't get somebody else to do it for you, I'm afraid. This bit you do have to do yourself. You know, you can come to me, and so long as I've got my phone and Google, I'll be able to tell you the Scripture that applies to that particular issue you've got at that time. But it's not the same as being able to think to yourself, yeah, Scripture has something to say to me in this. Something about priorities or something about my worries or whatever it is. Because we should be able to use Scripture to build confidence in God and to banish fear. We've started that a little bit with our go and our gather cards. Because how about this for confidence? Thank you, Lord, that I am sent today. There's a confidence statement. I am sent today by you, Father. Show me today those that you have sent me to. We are beginning this process, but we need to continue this process. Just because Bob's gone back to Leicestershire, back to his dogs and his wife, doesn't mean we need to give up on going or giving up on being aware that we're going each day. And we've begun it with gathering. I talked about gathering earlier. Our new gathering. Lord, may I be a disciple who loves to gather with your church. Notice, whoever wrote this, I don't know who it was, who loves to gather, not just gathers, but loves to gather with your church. We need to get to a position where we are passionate about going and passionate about gathering. That it's number one. You always know what people's passions are. They talk about them a lot, which is why Mason and I talk about golf a lot. It's one of our passions. But we do try, don't we, sir, at the back, to put it at number two, below God. And I say that seriously, right? Because sometimes we can allow our passions to overtake what should be our true passion, which is the Lord himself. So, I encourage you. And now I'm going to play you another video just to cement it in place in your heads why and where our confidence comes.
How many times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my Father's child, I make Him proud. Truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the lies, I belong to you. And that's the truth. When I feel like there's so much noise living rent-free in my head, heaven finds me in a still small voice and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my Father's child, I make child. I'll make Him proud and I'll make Him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect King. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am true.
Let's pray. I am confident in the truth. The truth is I am my Father's child. I make Him proud and I make Him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect King. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the lies. I belong to You. And that's the truth. Amen.